tonight going over your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronaviruses today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Lenormand, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronaviruses today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
You are listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Over the airwaves on 88.3 FM in the city of Pittsburgh and stream it online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers also offers both takeout and delivery. For more,
nuclear holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Record collecting, broadcasting music on the airwaves, it's really kind of magical. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years in song. I'm Brad Savage with episode number 132, CruisinTheDecades.com. And on today's episode, a very special guest, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and frontman of the Rascals, Felix Cavaliere, will join us by phone. Plus, some underground German krautrock of the 1970s from Cannes, and underground 80s punk rock by Flipper. We'll hear some 20s blues from one of Bob Dylan's biggest influences. And getting his start in the 1940s, we'll hear the first hit by the artist who inspired the novel and later the film Crazy Heart. Welcome aboard for Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music. We'll begin in the 1910s. In fact, last time on the show, we played one of the hit songs of wartime, World War II. Well, this time I figured we'd play a World War I hit song going back to 1918 for Irish tenor John McCormick. This one is called Send Me Away with a Smile, and it's here on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Little girl, don't cry, I must say goodbye. Don't you hear the bugle call and the pipe and drum?
fellows come where the flag waves over all. Though I love you so, it is time to go, and a soldier in me you'll find. When on land or sea they need boys like me, you would not have me stay behind. So send me away with a smile, little girl. Brush the tears from eyes of brown. It's all for the best, and I'm off with the rest of the boys from my own hometown. It may be forever we part, little girl, and it may be for only a while. But if fight, dear, we must, then on God is our trust. So send me away with a smile. When I leave you, dear, give me words of cheer to recall in times of pain. They will comfort me and will seem to me like the sunshine after rain. And mid shot and shell I'll remember well, you've a heart of a soldier too. And that through this war I am fighting for my country and my home and you. So send me away with a smile, little girl. Brush the tears from eyes of brown. It's all for the best, and I'm off with the rest of the boys from my own hometown. It may be forever we part, little girl, and it may be for only a while. But if fight, dear, we must, then in God is our trust. So send me away with a smile.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
I was traveling through South America. Walked up to a lady's house, called her grandma. Didn't know her name. She gave me something to eat. Walked on down the road. I heard old train getting off like this. I heard old bell ring kind of like this. Down, I heard old whistle blow. I heard it said, look a yonder. Look a yonder. At the women. At the women. I went on then, I began to sing to the engineer. Mr. Angel now, let a man ride the blind. Mr. Angel now, let a poor man ride the line. That I wouldn't mind it, fella, but you know this train ain't mine. I begin to hear the old fella blow a long short. Get away, blow. And I begin to sing to him one more time. You're the crew by my low down engine now. You're the cruel farm. Low down engine now. I'm trying to hobo my way and you leave me standing here. Then I go along farther and begin to sing poor boy to him. Begin to smile in my face. Get a fella right around I begin to hear him tell me about those cheese and eggs. I want them fixed. I heard him say, scramble down. Scramble down. Scramble down. And I began to hear him tell me about them cheese and eggs. I heard him say, cheese, eggs, dinner, dinner. And I began to hear him tell me about Emerald. I love you, Emerald. I love you, true. I love you, Emerald. Tell me what I do.
Absolutely a huge influence in American roots music, the Piedmont blues style of Blind Willie McTell. Travelin' Blues from 1929. Do not confuse it with the Delta Blues, the Piedmont Blues coming out of Georgia and North and South Carolina, often with 12-string guitars and a more smooth and laid-back tenor style. That's Blind Willie McTell, who was a huge influence on later artists like the Allman Brothers and Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan even has a song titled Blind Willie McTell. McTell was also a big influence on more contemporary acts like The Devil Makes Three and Jack White. So it's one song per decade. It's Cruisin' the Decades. And now we'll move forward into the 30s with the Basie Band. This is a 1938 swinging number from the Count Basie Orchestra. Sent for you yesterday. Here you come today on Cruisin' the Decades. 1938.
journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put Humpty together again. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. He dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Is a fragile thing. When dropped, it won't bounce or ring. It ain't no joke, 'cause when it's broke, no love song will it sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. He dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. I didn't think you were that sort when I handed you my heart. You got it on a platter, but you let it shatter my Humpty Dumpty heart. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart.
Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music history, and a Humpty Dumpty heart from Hank Thompson, his first hit from 1948. And one of the biggest things to know about Hank Thompson is, after learning about his life, author Thomas Cobb wrote a 1987 novel, Crazy Heart. And in 2009, that became a motion picture, an Academy Award-winning performance by actor Jeff Bridges. And it was inspired by the life of Hank Thompson. A very fictionalized account, but they took things from Hank Thompson's life in that film and novel, Crazy Heart. So music and pop culture and literature and film, it all goes together. We appreciate the history of music on Cruisin' the Decades. Now here's one more way to connect that song to our next selection, Laverne Baker, one of the great early R&B singers of the 1950s. She had a ton of hits, so distinctive with her voice. And in fact, she later recorded a version of that song, Humpty Dumpty Heart. But for this one, we go to 1956, and it just proves nobody wants to get up in the morning. Nobody likes an early wake-up call. Get up, you sleepy head. This is Laverne Baker on Cruisin' the Decades.
Upon my windowsill, he said, get up, you sleepy head. The early birdie gets the worm. To get ahead, you better be firm. Get up, you sleepy head. Tweet, 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 life can pass you by. the ball and ding dong ding. Get up, get up, get up, you sleepy head.
Our 1950s selection this time on Cruise in the Decades, that's Laverne Baker. All of our shows and playlists are available at cruisinthedecades.com. Music and cultural history, the history of radio, collecting records, and I'm wondering if our super special guest has ever been a big record collector through the years. Joining me now by telephone, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Felix Cavaliere of the Rascals. And Felix, I gotta ask, have you ever been a record collector?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I used to save my lunch money so I could grab a 45, or, you know, if I could get enough of it together, a LP. Yeah, I definitely was a collector.
Well, there's just something magic in, you know, in the recorded physical item. Now, take us back to that hit-making late 60s era and the Young Rascals, and later when you became the Rascals. What was it like having all those iconic songs at the top of the charts? Like, what was the music business like at that point?
Well, it was extremely exciting because, first of all, you know, you're very young, and, you know, you write a song and you record the song, and then you go out and promote the song, and people love it, and it's on. No, it was really fun, you know, and especially, it was kind of an innocence around then, you know, that, you know, this was a new thing, you know, people writing their own songs, you know, the Beatles and the Stones and the Kinks, all those groups coming out of England, Love a Spoonful, Birds. This was a new thing, and it was so exciting, and everybody felt that excitement, you know. And then, of course, it became a business.
Sure.
And when it became a business, a lot of the excitement goes away. But, you know, most of us, we still have that excitement.
Well, and years on like this, how does it feel that so many of those songs have become kind of pop culture American music history? I mean, you're in the history books.
I know. It feels really interesting, I'll tell you. Especially when you've got grandchildren. Is that you?
Well,
believe it or not, that's me.
That's yes. You. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Talk about radio to the Young Rascals and to your career. What has our fine medium of radio broadcast kind of meant to the Rascals along the way?
Okay, so I went to junior high, first day of school. Somebody was sitting in front of me who was to become one of my dear friends, turns around and says, "Do you like rock and roll?" I never heard rock and roll. I didn't know what he was talking about. I was a classical pianist. I went home. I turned on that gentleman you're talking about, Alan Freed, who brought rock and roll from Cleveland to New York. Changed my life. So radio and me, let me tell you something. I don't think I would have been anything in the music business without that radio.
I like to think we still count, we still matter today. There might be all these shiny new things, the new platforms, and everybody's got music on their phone, but there's something magic in the airwaves, don't you think?
Well, we still have cars, though.
Yeah.
Cars, really. That's the thing. You know, like I say, the DJs are not as important as they used to be, and that's what I miss. You know,
sure.
My old friends like Cousin Brucey and, you know, Dick Biondi, all these guys have really saved our lives many times by playing our music. I always will be appreciative.
Well, just excellent. It's nice to talk to you, Felix, and congratulations on the new record, Then and Now, which is available now, and the recent release of Memoir of a Rascal. And we appreciate talking to you today. Thanks so much.
All right, my friend. Thank you. I hope to beat you one of these days.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. That's Felix Cavaliere of the Young Rascals on Cruise in the Decades. This was 1966.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling
one of their earliest hits, The Young Rascals, on Cruisin' the Decades from 1966. That was Good Lovin', which was actually a cover song. There's an early version by a group called The Olympics. I'll have to dig that up on a future show. CruisinTheDecades.com. And now we're going to zip into the early 70s, and we're going underground with some obscure German kraut rock by the band Can. That's C-A-N, Can. Highly influential to music heads and other musicians, although in America they never really had a lot of awareness, but they were very influential and ahead of their time. And this style kind of mixes avant-garde jazz and psychedelic rock and lots of progressive sounds, some electronic sounds. Can is a pretty interesting and unusual group. From 1972, this is Vitamin C on Cruisin' the Decades. Called Vitamin C by the German krautrock band K. Can from 1972. This is Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, your host, and we're going to stay in the underground for an early 80s selection. There is so much genre-bending music going on in the 70s and 80s and into the 90s and alternative rock and punk rock and so forth. Well, here's a punk band out of the underground in the San Francisco Bay Area from 1981. This band is called Flipper, a huge influence on Kurt Cobain and Henry Rollins and bands that would come 5, 10, 15 years later, like the Melvins or Firehose and the Minutemen or the Jesus Lizard in the 90s. The band Flipper was never commercially successful, but their sound, again, much like Can, influenced a generation of musicians who grew up listening to this kind of music. So this is called Ever. It's from 1981 from the Generic album by Flipper, Cruisin' the Decades.
Audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
last song on the 1999 album by Luna, The Days of Our Nights. A real kind of chilled out, spaced out cover. And you're listening to that and you're going, wait, I recognize, what is this song? I recognize it. It's a Guns N' Roses cover by Luna, a band that sounds nothing like Guns N' Roses. And you wouldn't even think that Luna would be influenced by Guns N' Roses. But sure enough, that came out in 99. Kind of a fun, cool, unusual cover here on Cruise in the Decades. One song per decade, 100 years of music at CruiseInTheDecades.com. And I'm Brad Savage, recognizing and acknowledging our listeners all over the world on the greatest independent radio stations, the greatest public radio stations everywhere, and on shortwave radio worldwide, and for our U.S. troops at all U.S. military bases and at all U.S. embassies. The show is broadcast on Armed Forces Network and the AFN Go app and Joe Radio. They hear us worldwide. Now, let's go to Poland. Our European correspondent is Martin in Koronowo, Poland. Here comes the shortwave shout-outs.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martin with her shout-out show.
Well, hello there. It's your favorite time traveler, Martin, here to whisk you away and cruising the decades. I've got my coffee, my retro tunes, and a list of incredible listeners to shout-out. So let's hit the road. First shout-out goes to Jauke in Assen, Netherlands, listening via Channel 292. The Netherlands has a rich history of all this radio. Jauke, thanks for joining us. Next up is Ciro, all the way from Palermo, Italy, tuning in on Channel 292. There must be something about Italian style and classic tunes. We're also welcoming Joel in Whitefish Bay, Michigan, near the charming town of Paradise, tuning in via WBCQ The Planet. How perfect is it to listen to Cruising the Decades near a place called Paradise? Dieter in Hamburg, Germany, listening on Channel 292. Hamburg is known as the gateway to the world in Germany, and it's got a rich musical history that's perfect for a vintage show like this. And Tom and Jean in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on the legendary KBAC Radio Free Santa Fe at 98.1 FM. Santa Fe has its own creative vintage vibe. We love that you're listening, Tom and Jean. Don't be a stranger. Send a message to Brad at brad@thesummit.fm or connect with us on cruisingthedecades.com.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Broadly, the whole concept, the whole reason for this show to exist is to bring listeners together across vast distances through the power of radio broadcasting and music, and discovering music, new and old, together. So now we're going into the aughts, the early 2000s here, for a song by Black Audio, B-L-A-Q-K. Black Audio is a duo, a side project band with two members of the band AFI. Well, in 2007, they came out with this album that kind of reinvented the AFI sound. It's really like a new wave synth punk type sound, different than what AFI does. I mean, if you didn't know in 2007 that this was new, you might think it was from like 1984. This is Black Audio, and the song is Stiff Kittens, Cruising the Decades.
Still the same, dear. I have owned this life forever. I'll always remain.
a sanctuary.
Years of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
Hearing Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music, a full century of music appreciation. You just heard Tune Yards from 2014. That was Water Fountain, well regarded in indie rock circles. That's Merrill Garbus and Nate Brenner, the duo of Tune Yards. That brings us to the 2020s, and we are going to play a 2024 selection by Paul Thorne. He got his start in the late 90s, and interestingly, before becoming a musician, Paul Thorne was a professional boxer with a career highlight, respectable 14-4 record. But in the late 90s, he transitioned into music, kind of storytelling, kind of a folk tradition. troubadour, folk and blues and country and Americana, a really rabid following. I mean, he has a cult following for years now, and he's so clever and funny and quick-witted. So this is a rather appropriate song. This one isn't even that funny. It's just positive and encouraging. It's called Tough Times Don't Last. This is Paul Thorne on Cruisin' the Decades.
This ain't no pleasant cruise. We ain't riding on a gravy train. Standing in line at the liquor store, wondering who'll stop the rain. Tough times don't last.
Tough times don't last.
Tough people do.
Tough people do.
They find a way.
They find a way
to make it through. If they can do it, or maybe we can too. There's poison in the summer breeze. We got some Mexican cornbread and a bushel of black eyed peas.
Tough times don't last. It's Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. And before we wrap it up for this week, we've got time for one quick bonus track. One of the all-time soul R&B greats coming out of 1967. This is Soul Brothers 6 on Cruising the Decades.
I don't need we
Six, a Canadian group, 1967, a Cruise in the Decades bonus track, and actually a request. We'll send that one out to Leah in Charlottesville, Virginia, who listens on 97.9 The Wren each Sunday morning. Some Kind of Wonderful was covered in the early 70s by Grand Funk Railroad, but you just heard the original version. 100 years of music. Find all of our playlists and listen on demand at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the...
Kenny?
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
My lady, I'm sorry.